Let's go to briefly into the message. Let's close our eyes. Father, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, that you count us worthy. That today, as we kickstart the 40 years, the preparation for 40 years anniversary, we glorify your holy name. Because we already planned that in this time, we are going to be here. Father, we pray as we go into your word, speak your word to us in Jesus' name. Thank you, everlasting Father. We want you yourself to talk and speak your word into our heart. Let it be in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Church, we have limited time. I might be a little faster because of our time. The topic I have in mind today is preparing ourselves for the 48th church anniversary. As we have seen, as Pastor has declared the logo. So, at this point in time, we are standing at a very special moment of the life of our church while we are preparing for the 48th anniversary. 40 years is not just a number. It's full of testimony. And the testimony of grace that we have received, the mercy, the sacrifice, the prayer, the victory, and divine intervention that we have received in the past 40 years. 1 Samuel 7:12. Thus far the Lord has helped us. It is the Lord that has continuously to help us. It is not about our doing. Psalm 124 verse 2. If it has not been the Lord who was on our side, when man rose up against us. Believe me, TBLF had their own storm that have passed through. But to God be the glory. The church has seen the storm, but to the glory of God. Here we are. We are preparing for 40 years anniversary. There are a lot of churches that have started. We are not rejoicing over their failure, but we are glorifying God that, yes, 40 years is not a joke. Even within the storm, the church remains because God says, I will build my church, and the gate of hell shall never prevail against it. So, like I said, many churches have started. They faced storm, and the storm threw them away. But here we are, brethren, as we prepare for this great anniversary. The question that I want you to ask yourself, the first thing is, how shall we prepare? How shall we prepare? We have to prepare ourselves spiritually. Today we are saying we are preparing for this anniversary. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Next slide, sister. That is why we have to prepare with thanksgiving. We have to prepare with what? Thanksgiving. Before celebration comes the thanksgiving. We must prepare with thanksgiving. And we must remember, next slide, what God has brought, where God is bringing us from. The year of prayer, the challenges we overcome, the soul that we have saved, the marriages, next slide, the marriages conducted. What about the children that we have dedicated in this church? What about the family that have been restored? Or the healings that we have received? What about the children that have been raised in this church? We have the testimony all over the world. The missions that we have supported. We are supporting mission locally here and worldwide. Every area we are supporting mission. Various sent forth that we have had. A lot of people have left. I used to remember my first service here was when Pastor Busola was leaving. So many sent forth. One day, I will also be sending forth here. One day, you also will be sending forth. You have come to play your part that God has given to you. Even though some are no longer with us, but their labors are never in vain. That is why the church remains with the grace that God has given unto us. We are enjoying those labor, those prayers that they are praying. Remember, it started with seven families. Here we are today, more than seven families. So, how are we preparing? The question I want you to ask yourself, have I thanked God for the church? Are you thanking God for the church? Have I appreciated the leaders, both past and the current one? Are you appreciating them? Are you even recognizing God's hand in your own life? That you are living, that you are standing. It is by God's grace that you receive. So a thankful church will always be blessed. As we prepare for 40 years anniversary, let's begin to appreciate God in everything that we do. In our own storm time, let's thank God. The next slide, sister. Lamentations 3:40 says, let us search out and examine our ways and turn back to the Lord. That is why we have to prepare with repentance and renewal. And while you are preparing for this, as church family, we must ask, have we lost our first love? Have we become too familiar with the Holy Spirit? Have we allowed division, gossip, pride, and no forgiveness to take over us? That is why, before the celebration, as we prepare, we have to reconcile with one another. We have to forgive various offenses. We have to forgive one another. We must return to prayer. This church has been established based on prayer. We must return to it. We have to renew our commitment to holiness. As we have heard from the promise for this week, we have to renew our commitment. We have to rededicate ourselves to Christ. We have to understand that a clean heart invites fresh glory to his life. Brethren, don't allow any grudges or anything to hold you down. As we prepare for this anniversary, a lot of people you have not seen for long that have left, they will be coming to celebrate with us. Prepare your mind. The next one is prepare with unity. Psalm 133 verse 1 says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. We have to walk together. Because, you see, something that Satan fears is our unity. He fears that. Satan is not fear the photo, the food, or whatever we do. But when we unite together, it fears whatever we do. So, as we unite together to celebrate, to prepare for this anniversary, remember that as this anniversary is approaching, let every department work together. Let old and young continuously work together. The old and young honor one another. Let leaders and members stand as one family. Let laws cover offenses. Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3. I quickly read that. It says, behold, how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Verse 2. It is like the precious oil upon the head, running down on the beard. The beard of Aaron running down on the edge of garment. Verse 3. It is like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing life forever. So brethren, we have to unite together. We work together, honor one another, stand as one family. Then, next slide, we have to prepare. As we prepare with service and sacrifice. We prepare with service and sacrifice. For 40 years, this church has survived because people served. People like you served. That is why the church has survived. We have divisions. We have some pray openly. We have the intercessory team. We have the ushering, the praise and worship, the women ministry, the excellent men, the missions, the welfare, the Friday school. That is one of the reasons why the church is still standing today. Because we serve, we sacrifice our time. We sacrifice together. For 40 years, we survive because some pray. Even financially, you support. Some are here to arrange things. Some are here to lift the equipment. So all those things. Some are here to preach and give messages. That is why the church is still standing. Some work behind the scene.
All these projections you are seeing, there are people that work behind the scenes to ensure that things go well. This is one of the things that make us to stand strong for 40 years. Some of us, they visited the sick ones. We have the outreach ministry. Some, okay, now it is our turn. It is our turn. Galatians 6, 9 says, let us not grow weary while doing good. You should not get tired. Continue to do good. As we prepare, ensure you volunteer gladly. Give your time. Give your gift. Give your talent. You see the children, that vigilant, they organize everything themselves. The keyboard and everything, the drum, everything they led. And we can see that in another 40 years, some of them will be standing here. They will remember today and say, yes, when I was a kid in this church, this is it. We have kids that were born in this country, that born in this church, they still remain as pastors of this church. So in another next 40 years. And that brings me to the next slide, which is number 5, which is, no, come back, prepare for the future. Preparing for the future. Come back, the previous slide, number 5. So we thank God for the past. That is why we want to celebrate. But what about the future? The past is gone. We have to be thinking of the future. Interestingly, when I was looking at it, something came into my mind, and that God, the Holy Spirit, laid it in my mind that, yes, 40 years. Let's look at what scriptures talk about the 40 years. Because of our time, I will not go deep into that. But when you look at the 40 years in the Bible, in Exodus, what happened? The Israelites, they were wandering up and down for 40 years before they could enter the promised land. Moses spent 40 days on the mountain. Who fasted for 40 days? Huh? Jesus Christ. So you can see the significance of 40. As we celebrate, brothers and sisters, as we prepare this anniversary, we prepare for this anniversary. This anniversary we are going to celebrate, we mark the beginning of a new era. Amen? It will mark what? The beginning of a new era. Because in the next 40 years, when they are celebrating, they will look back and say yes. Because good things always happen after 40 years. Amen? The good thing will continue to, when we reach 41, good thing, 42, good thing, you continuously will be witnessing good thing. Not just the church, even yourself, wherever you are, it shall continue in your life in Jesus' name. So, this anniversary, we are planning, we mark a new beginning in our life and the life of church in Jesus' name. But we should ask, what's God saying for the next generation? This is to our NG4C now. What is God talking about to you now? In the next 40 years, I hope you will invite me to this place. I hope you will invite Pastor Abraham and all the leaders here. That's why I'm speaking to the NG4C now. Prepare for the future to celebrate the next 40 years. Hallelujah. God is at work already. How can we reach to more soul? We have to plan. How can we strengthen the family in the next 40 years? Don't wait for the 40 years. 41 years you have to. Don't think I'm talking of 80 years. 40 years begin 41, 42, 43, and so forth. Because by the time they are celebrating the 88th years for this church, they are dreaming of another 40 years. So shall it be in Jesus' name. So the next 40 years must be greater than the, what? These 40 years. Amen? Amen? Because those 7 families, wherever they are now, they'll be happy. Hallelujah. Remember the logo that they have created. So, in conclusion, beloved, let us not celebrate only with clothes, with food, with music, and today we are taking photos. We will not celebrate only with photos. But let us plan to celebrate with what? Thanksgiving. With what? Repentance. With what? With what? Volunteer. And for what? Vision for the future. NG4C, I challenge you all. I will leave my email. You have to invite me. They will invite you also, wherever you are. Our next 40 years will be something greater than this in Jesus' name. Our 40 years anniversary will not just be an event. It will be an encounter where we have encounter with God. The final declaration. The God who kept this church for 40 years will preserve it for the generation to come in Jesus' name. Amen. And let's close with what the declaration in the book of Haggai. Can somebody read? The glory of the latter house shall be greater than the former. Amen. May God bless his word. We are looking for the next 40 years. May God bless his word. Again, the logo, as you can see, this is the logo for the anniversary as we prepare for the next thing on our agenda. Father, we want to thank you and bless your holy name for the forthcoming 40 years anniversary of this church. Lord, prepare our heart for this celebration. We pray that every division will be removed in the mighty name of Jesus. Renew our heart for love. Unite us as one family. Father, lead us to a greater future in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this anniversary bring revival, joy, salvation, and fresh fire into our life in the mighty name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus.